of newspapers, a center page about that by written by Claire Doyle. There's also a book by Daniel Singer I'd recommend called Prelude to Revolution, France in May 68. And there's other stuff out there now in the corporate media, most of which tries to trash the movement there, but not all. There's a good article in The Guardian, for example, that went into it in a fairly balanced way. And try to keep, learn something about this part of working class history, because if revolution could happen in an advanced capitalist country in an upswing period, what does that really mean? I think most people have in mind any kind of social revolution would have to come from really dire, horrible conditions where everybody's starving or something, and there's no possible improvements, no better world possible, than what exists around us now. And that is certainly not the case. And in France, they were starting to prove that. And there was a real creative element to the movement at that time. A lot of brilliant poster art and songs and poetry and so on. And I'll have to wait till next show to get into what it meant politically, which is still happening in France now. But there was a socialist communist government elected in the early 80s in 1981. It took a while, and I can explain why that is. And I was actually there when it got elected and when it was in power, and I can talk about that as well. But so you've been listening to Socialist Alternative Radio, talk and music from a working class, democratic socialist perspective. And thanks for listening. Keep up the struggle. Go to those commencements. Congratulations. But keep in mind, how you can best use your degree to help people if you are graduating this weekend. And also check out socialistalternative.org, and we'll be with you in a couple weeks. Thanks for listening.
WMFO Medford 91.5. This is Slayer.
You've arrived. Please stay a while, and I
KMFO Medford 91.5. That, of course, was Testament. Oh, look at that. They're going to try and come back for more. No! No! You've had your time. This is Jimmy Lincoln Logs. And this is the Dead Letter Office, and we've decided to kick off the new season with metal. Obviously. First of all, congratulations to all those tough students who are graduating today. Being Sunday, and it's unbelievably humid out there, so good luck to that. So anyway, we kicked off the show with Enslaved. Of course, off of their album Rune, and that was the song Rune. And actually, they just released a new album, which I'll probably play a little bit later on in the summer. This is actually kind of a one-off metal show, but who knows? Maybe we'll have a few more of those, because we'll certainly meant to make your ears bleed. Shout out to Bill in Hampstead, who requested Slayer, of course, everybody's favorite dead skin mask. And then we followed up with Metallica, Four Horsemen, which is always a standard. I was going to play Megadeth's version of the same song, seeing that Dave Mustaine wrote a lot of the first song. But I decided to be bigger than that. Let's see what else we have. After that was Testament and Exodus. Exodus, Blacklist. You know, we always talk about the big four of metal back in the 80s, which was certainly Slayer, Metallica, Megadeth, and Anthrax. However, I think a couple of bands that probably should have been included in that, one of them was certainly Exodus. Exodus is still going strong, and of course, as we know, Slayer is in their retirement tour this year. Unfortunately, they're not coming to Mass. I'm not sure what to think about that. Offended in some ways, but I remember many years ago, Anthrax, they played at Avalon, and this was the in by 8, out by 10 for the dance crowd, and holy cow, I'll tell you this, they were furious. They go, we're never playing Boston again until we can play till after midnight. They haven't been back to Boston since, and that was over 15 years ago. So if you're looking for metal, you're going out to Worcester at the Palladium. Although there are some places, Pat O'Brien's in Alston, but I'll tell you, for those kind of bands, that is way... It's like playing inside of a pail. That's just not going to work. So anyway, yeah, so I think with that being said... another shout out to Bobby and Cindy out there in Lynn. I know that they're listening in. Unfortunately, they'll probably be turning it down because that or blasting out their neighbors. Either one works. But anyway, I suppose enough talking for now. Let's get a PSA out of the way, and then I'm going to hit you up with Metal Allegiance. So, you know, certainly stick around for that. And for those who don't know, it was a pet project put together by Mike Portnoy. And, covering some Ronnie James Dio songs. And, it's brutality, its finest. Anyway, enough. Let's move on to the PSA. And then we will hit you with some Metal Allegiance. You're listening to the Dead Letter Office and Jimmy Lincoln on WMFO 91.5.
Almost busted in Laredo, but for reasons that I'd rather not disclose.
I smoke pot, and I like it a lot. Hi, this is Willie Nelson. I learned a long time ago that marijuana is a lot safer to use than alcohol. There's absolutely nothing wrong with the responsible use of marijuana by adults. It's time we stopped arresting and started respecting responsible marijuana smokers in America. And to learn what you can do to help, please contact Normal at www.norml.org or call toll-free at 888-67-NORMAL.
The show was long and we were just sitting there, and we'd come to play and not just for the ride.
You watch this. Remember, if you listen to fools, the mob coming to call. Death and darkness.
sends the beast with wrath, because he knows the time is short. Let him who hath understanding reckon the number of the beast, for it is a human number. Its number is 666.
I left alone. My mind was blank. I needed time to think, to get the memories from my mind. What did I see? Could I believe that what I saw that night was real and not just fantasy? Just what I saw.
Thank you. more.